episode 2499, shout out your praise.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day, it's Friday. Yay, you made it to the end of the week, and guess what? I am feeling better. Thank you so much for your continued prayers and reaching out to me. Oh, it's so good to be on the other side of the flu. And today, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Be ready to bring your all. It's time to shout out your praise. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, growing up doesn't have to be tough all the time. I know, shocking, huh? Sometimes the smallest thing takes up the most room in your heart. Shout out your praise. Kids have it rough nowadays, but it's going to get tougher if we as parents don't stand up for them. And that doesn't mean by setting rules only. Now, I understand there are times we need to be harsh, bold, and direct with our children. Let me tell you, been there, done that, and still do that. We need to train up our children by setting boundaries with no wiggle room. That makes total sense. However, it's not about being prisoners in our homes. And sometimes we can act that way as parents. Come on, it's confession day. And maybe you grew up with one of those parents that said, it's this way or the highway. And sometimes maybe you had to take the highway. Maybe it was a totally different area. Maybe you actually got kicked out of your home, right? We all have extenuating circumstances that we remember in our own lives as children. Maybe you came from an abusive home, right? No one wants to come from that. No one wants to live from there. But there's other prisons. There's those where we just lash out as parents to our children for no reason. We just get mad. I got mad because I wasn't feeling well. And my son said, Mom, is that going to solve any problem? And I thought, don't be the coach to me. That's what I said in my mind, not to him. But I was like, seriously, I'm not feeling well. I'm allowed to be fussy once in a while. Oh no, you're not allowed to do that, are you? Because you're the parent, you're supposed to be perfect. There's always different levels, different grades, it seems like, when it comes to us as parents. But I want you to take a moment. I want you to take a step back and I want you to be really honest inside, in your heart. If all of us are only parenting through the skills that revolve around discipline with no celebration, what will be retained? How will you be remembered in their eyes? That's a hard one to wrestle with. Because we don't parent to be a living legacy. I know for me, I was having a conversation with my husband, and I hope my children are not listening to this episode because I may be giving a few things away. But you know what? I may be never appreciated as their mother. I actually said that out loud. And my husband said, sweetheart, it's about service and sacrifice. And it's true to a degree, right? We are here to serve our children, to raise them up. So as they grow older, they can go out into the world and impact the world that they touch. And I don't know about you, but I want to raise up really strong women and men. And I want them to be able to go out and conquer their dreams. I want them to be able to go and serve the world that when they see it through their eyes, it's going to give back to others, right? You want to raise up strong individuals. But at the same time, selfishly, come on, it's confession day. You also want to be appreciated. You want to be loved. You want them to recognize, yeah, Mom, you do know what you're doing. But man, I was having a moment. And that moment was, I'm not ever going to get to that point. And I was feeling it with 4 of my 5 children. That was my moment. And it was all different circumstances. I don't need to go into the circumstances, but I was like, seriously? And so right there was a little ditch for me. And I was like, oh, really, Christiane, you need to get out of this ditch. You know better. And I do know better. But we all have to be reminded, right? With every strike of the tongue, there needs to be a stroke to the heart. What does that say to you? Because what we say to our kids, how we say it to them, the tone of voice that we use, the actions that follow, right? That's the strike of the tongue. And it has full-on implications. It has consequences. And it goes deep. I mean, it is like a knife that pierces the heart. That's why at the same time, there needs to be a stroke to the heart. The kindness, the I love you. No, you don't like what I'm doing, but you just got to trust me. And it doesn't always have to come in the same sentence. In fact, most of the time it doesn't. It doesn't even have to come in the same moment. But with every strike of the tongue, there needs to be a stroke to the heart. Shout out your praise. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Shout out your praise. Rules and boundaries are set for many reasons. We need them. Our children need them. Specifically, even during these days, right? Our world is just, you know, it almost tongue-ties me. Seriously. My mind gets so boggled because there's so much out there. There's so much that can harm our children. And that's why we have rules and boundaries for safety and protection, for education and a teaching moment, for respect and relationships. That's all important. And within those set of rules, there are consequences, good or bad. But what about the celebration? What about your child knowing he did an extraordinary job in a difficult situation? What about when your child serves even though it wasn't the easy way to do so? Our children need to hear our praise for them. It's got to come from us. It can't always come from the teacher. It can't always come from the coach. It can't always come from their Sunday school teacher. It can't come from their girlfriend. It can't come from their boyfriend. It can't come always from a stranger. We've got to start recognizing the greatness within our own children. And we've got to bring it to their attention that we know, that we see them, that we hear them. So how can you shout out your praise? Number one, drop the I told you so. You know, you want to be right. And I get it. I want to be right all the time. Am I right all the time? Of course not. I just pretend to be so all the time. But really, seriously, right? We want to be right, but we've got to take a step back. It's better if your child realizes he did it right. It's better if she understands that, yeah, it was hard work and it took 10 extra steps, but I got it finally. You don't have to sit there and say, well, you know, if you just would have done it this way the first time, you wouldn't be where you are right now. In fact, you would have been 3 steps ahead. It's not an I told you so. Drop that battle. It's not worth it. It's not the fight worth fighting. You got to pick your battles when it comes to your children. And sometimes walking away is the best thing. Sometimes keeping our mouth shut is the best thing, except when you're supposed to shout your praise. So drop the I told you so. Number two, notice the little things. I love what Chick-fil-A says, hashtag little things. And by the way, this episode is not sponsored by Chick-fil-A, even though, you know what? Hey, Chick-fil-A, come on over. Mr. Dan, Kathy, we'd love to have you. But with that being said, right, notice the little things. When they pick up their shoes, thank them for the effort. Acknowledge what your child does before she has to point it out. Have you ever noticed sometimes that your child goes, Mom, didn't you notice this? And sometimes you don't even hear the statement. You just hear the very end. What about this, Mom? And then you're like, oh, yeah, thanks, hon. And then it's going on to the next fire to be put out. I get it. We're all busy. I get that. But at some point, we have to pause long enough and know that our child is standing right there. And the most important person in your life, next to your spouse, should be your children. And you got to start paying attention to them. And if you're saying, I'm too busy, then you better start taking away other things and not the things that involve your child. Because that is your legacy. You need to be pouring into them. And sometimes I think we're all caught up with everything that we've got to have now. We've got to work this. I get it. We all are working. We all are trying to raise a family in this crazy world that we're in. And some cities are worse than others. It was devastating for our town when we had the mass shooting just down the street from me, blocks from me. I walk the area every day. And don't tell me that that doesn't shake you up. when you get that alert on your phone that says there's a lockdown because there's a shooting. These are real life events. But the problem is sometimes we wait way too long. And then we're at the very end. And then there's regrets. And then it's all for another episode. Because it goes down a rabbit hole that most of us don't ever want to have to travel. And if you're in that rabbit hole right now, if you need help, please reach out to me. I know life can get really bitter at times. But we have to learn to let go and to forgive and how to move on. It's not an easy road to travel, but it can be done. But that's not where we want to go, right? We want to be on the cutting edge. You want to be in vogue as a parent? Do you want to be like on key? Do you want to be that Snapchat parent that's cool? Or wait, we're TikTok now, right? You want to be the meme on TikTok. Wouldn't that be cool? If you were the meme on TikTok because you're an amazing parent, we need to start paying attention to our children that way. Because that means they know that we noticed. Drop the I told you so. Notice the little things. And finally, number three, celebrate out of the blue. Rave about your child, both to them and to others. Now that doesn't mean, I'm not saying, hold on. I hear it now. All the emails are coming in. I'm being shouted out. Well, what about Facebook and Instagram? Should I be posting all these pictures? Okay, hold on. There are some boundaries that I draw personally. Now you have to make the decision for your family and what's right. But if you go out on my social media feeds, I do not have a lot of pictures when it comes to my family. And there are a lot of many reasons why I do not. For periods of time, I used to post. And then I thought, well, I don't know. And I backed off. And now with things that are going on with Facebook and the privacy issues, and now they're changing their name, I questioned some things. I pulled back even more. My podcasts that post on there are automatic. They just go there because I send them there with a little machine in the background that has a great algorithm that sends it out every single day. And I pray it gets out there. But otherwise, I don't get out there a whole lot. You know where you're going to find me is right here on the podcast. You get the real me all the time. But see, that's what I set for myself. Now for you, maybe you're like, oh, it's okay. Maybe your kids are little and it's all right. Understand this, regardless of your decisions, whether you're a new parent, maybe expecting, or maybe you're a grandparent, empty nesting, the whole gamut in between. You need to understand this. In the world of technology, anything you place, anything, whether it be words, pictures, or videos, anything placed on the internet can always be found. Mark my word. Even if you delete it, it's still out there. So you need to understand that when you're looking at things and how you celebrate your children, be very cautious on how you're celebrating your children. Look at your privacy settings. Do you have it to where no one can download your pictures and save them? Or only your friends can? Some people don't even know that that exists. Sometimes they change things. So be aware and always keep your apps up to date. Now, all of that was just for free, just throwing you in on that. But it's something we as parents, we need to think about. And I also want to say, when it comes to respect, right? We as parents want to be respected by our children. We too need to respect our children. So if they're at an age where they're like, Mom, I really don't want you putting that out there. Then don't put it out there. Or ask their permission. Say, hey, are you comfortable with me doing this? I just want to celebrate you. Or I want to leave something good. Or they say, no, Mom, I don't like this picture, but I like this picture. Honor that because you would want them to do the same, right? Yeah, think about it. Come on, it's confession day. It's about being raw and honest so you can be a better parent, so we can raise up an incredible generation that's going to change the world. How cool is that? It's awesome. I know sometimes it feels a little bit challenging too. And you're like, I really wish I did not have this many children. I know. Tell me about it. I'm thinking maybe one would have been plenty. Men, here I have five. But and some of you have more. And that's fabulous. I wouldn't change it for anything. But there are times that you kind of look back and you're like, why did I have this many children? But that's for another episode. But life is never easy growing up, no matter what. But each of us as parents can groom our children's hearts to grow deeper and wider, not because of being struck down all the time, but by the smallest thing that takes up the most room in their heart. Shout out your praise. Don't hold back. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.